You know, if you've kept up with our blog posts over the weekend, you know that obviously Sundance isn't all about movies. There's all this art and a good amount of music and more iPhones than you can shake an icicle at. But yeah, there are these people out there, these people who just want to party. They're stocked with celebrities or pseudo celebrities, as we mentioned. We caught up with BPP guest host and Metro Papers movie critic Daniel Holloway. Excuse me. He told us a really hilarious story when we ran into him on Main Street yesterday.
Anyone can get swagged here, and there's this whole industry of like celebrity party culture that has nothing to do with movies whatsoever. Even kind of seems to resent the fact that there are movies here that just like attaches itself to like all of these movies, some of which are like documentaries that no one will ever see, but somehow they bring people like Paris Hilton here. I was at a party the other night that Perez Hilton and like DJ AM and Cisco Adler, who I'm not even sure what Cisco Adler does. I just know that I've heard his name before. And they were at this party, and Cisco Adler gets a microphone, and he goes, "LA, did we come here to buy effing movies, or did we come here to effing party?" And everybody just explodes. They're like, "Ah, party!"
That pretty much sums it up. Daniel, not put off by the nightlife, by that experience. He went out again last night, except this time he was on duty for the BPP. He's up early this morning to report back on how unusual it is to find the nightlife here in Utah, specifically just to get a cocktail or a drink. Dan, how you doing?
Oh, it's early.
We would also like to point out Dan is not hungover. He just has a bad cold.
Yes.
Right?
Yes,
Yeah,
that is
that's what we're
correct.
calling it. Okay, so explain to me, when you go into restaurants and bars, what's so unique about just trying to get a drink in Utah?
Well, Utah is, especially when they were bidding on the Olympics a few years ago, Utah's somewhat arcane liquor laws became a good story for the national media. I think the thing most people are probably familiar with is the mini bottle rule, which was that you if you ordered a mixed drink, say you ordered a like a margarita on the rocks, they would bring you a mini bottle of liquor, a mini bottle of the mixer, and a cup of ice. That rule actually went away many years ago, and it's depending on who you talk to here, it either went away right before the Olympics, or it went away in the late 80s. And there's a lot of sort of contradictory information out there about what you can and can't do in Utah. One thing is you can't have more than two drinks in front of you. You can, so long as the second drink is the size of a shot. If it's a mixed drink, you can't be double fisting a Coors Light and a Jack and Coke at the same time. But you can have a Coors Light and a shot of Jägermeister, which was very popular at the bar that I went to in Pinebrook last night.
Ooh, that's unfortunate. That could lead to things.
Yeah. I had a shot of Jaeger bought for me, actually, by the gentleman next to me, and reluctantly I drank it, and it was the first time I had tasted Jaeger since I was probably about 21. So that could be contributing to my quote-unquote head cold this morning.
You took one for the team. Now, we went in actually to try to get some food on Main Street a couple days ago, and we had to sign a voucher
Yeah,
to even get in the place?
Technically there are no bars in Utah. There are restaurants that serve alcohol, and there are private clubs. The private club deal came around after the mini bottle rule was done away with. People realized this is ridiculous. We're just making people, go through this silly exercise to
All you
drink.
have to do is sign your name. I mean,
Right. So they came up with the private club rule, which is modeled after things like the Elks Lodge or, any sort of private club that someone would join. And you have to be a member to drink there. The way that people got around this rule was to have a little sheet at the front of the bar that you sign, and by signing that sheet, you are given a guest membership for a day, and you can go in and drink there. And basically, once again, circumventing the roadblocks that Utah put up to keep people from drinking. I had one guy who was drinking next to me, who is a bartender at another bar downtown, explained it to me this way. Utah's liquor laws are written by people who don't drink, and they don't understand how to keep people from drinking. They just understand how to create a lot of paperwork.
Dan Holloway on assignment for the Bryant Park Project at hooch establishment. Hey, Dan, we really appreciate you taking the time to do that for us.
Hey, it was no trouble at all.
Take care of your cold. Good luck through the week. We'll check back with you.
All right. Thanks, guys.